Good. How you guys doing today?
Good.
Questions?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, let's do it. Yeah, throwing, running, 40, broad, vert, everything.
Why weren't you at the suit?
Injuries. Trying to get healthy. I think that's the number one thing you have to take into consideration on making decisions on when to go to a Senior Bowl or a NFLPA game, and I wasn't there yet. Shoulder and elbow.
What do you hope to show here? What do you want to get out of this few
days? Just to display my talents. I think that's the one thing here is you get to compete against the best. And being able to throw to some of the best receivers, being able to run against some of the best quarterbacks, you know, broad, vert, everything, you get to display a lot.
Sometimes quarterbacks say,
Yeah. I mean, every receiver here has done great at his independent college, and you know, it'll be my honor to throw to him. So I'm gonna have fun doing it, and I'm gonna get out there and throw the rock a little bit.
What do you bring to the table to any NFL
team? I think overall quarterback, on and off the field, being able to lead a team and make the most of his opportunity. I think one thing I take into and do every day is work hard. And, you know, if you tell me I can't do something, I'm going to prove you wrong, and I'm going to do it. So hard work and just leadership is big things as a quarterback.
As a QB, by definition, you're the face of the franchise.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that responsibility in the NFL and did UCLA prepare you
for that? Yeah, UCLA is a huge media market, so you know, been around it all 4 years, and it prepares you. You know, obviously they teach you how to talk, how to speak to media, and that's one thing that I took out of there, and I felt like they sort of set you up for success.
Alabama quarterback Blake Sims, podium B.
We're going to have to prove them wrong, too. You know, obviously me, Jameis, Mariota, Petty, Garrison, all of us make up a great quarterback class, and I think not only myself, but we are all ready to show the nation that we are better than maybe what people put us out to be.
Does it give you a little added chip on your shoulder when people say you're competing for the number 3 spot?
Yeah. There's a lot of things that I am going for right now, so you know that and plenty of other things. You know, I'm working hard to get done. You know, if the time needs be where you know, I need to sit in the pocket and make all the throws, then I will do that. In our offense, you know, sometimes the situation dictated where if I didn't see something, I'm taking off running. But you know, if that is the offense, if that is what I need to do, and you can watch tape, you know, there's times where I sat in the pocket, I made throws, and I feel like I did that consistently throughout college. But there are times where offense needs, you know, if something's not there, you got to take off running. So, you know, it's just working with the offense.
Not facing defenses, obviously, in these drills. So if scouts, coaches do still have those critiques of your game, how do you prove them wrong at this point?
I think being able to sit down and talk to them, and I think going over film with them, it's huge. I think these formal interviews that we get to do and we get to sit in the classroom and talk to them about, that's when we get an opportunity to really express, you know, our reads, our thoughts, and go over it with them in detail. And I think that's a big time to show what you're looking at. You know your stuff. And, you know, obviously you can get on the field and do as much as you can, but, you know, you're not going to see yourself in live action. So I think that's the one big thing where you have to sit down with them in classrooms and talk to them about it. I guess Eagles are close offense with us, and you know, there's offenses that have similar things in their systems, but not all of them are just basic spread. I think the way they sort of have the same sort of schemes, zone reads. They do a lot more of it, I guess. You know, not every or any specific offense in the NFL has exactly what we do, but, you know, there are instances where they have the zone read. There are instances with some pass concepts that match up like ours. So it's just simple stuff like that. Yes, sir. You know, I love Donovan to death. I talked to him, you know, even to this day, and he has helped me out through this journey and this process. But, you know, he's a smooth quarterback, and he's unique at what he does. And I think that's the same thing I can bring and I bring while playing football. And, you know, it's just, I guess, the it factor that you call it. He has it.
Has he worked with you in person, or is it just stuff that you've talked about?
No, we've met up, you know, we've talked, but we haven't done anything on the field, but it's all in person, being able to talk to him about this whole process and being able to talk to him about, you know, the transition to the league and once you get there and everything like that.
How much of an advantage would it be for you to come to an offense, you mentioned the Eagles, that has some similarities with what you do in school?
It is an advantage, but at the same time, there's always a learning curve everywhere you go. So transitioning to the Eagles offense to, you know, any other offense that I may so happen to get drafted to is always going to be a learning curve. Yeah, I think the biggest thing is I'm a competitor, and that's really what it comes down to. You know, if I feel 100% healthy and ready to go, I'm going to compete. And that's the one thing that I think all of us love to do, and that's the reason why we play the game, one of the reasons at least. So I think that's something in the back of my mind that I know I love to do. You know, if we're going to go out and throw the ball, I'm going to throw it, and I'm going to try to be the best doing it. So no matter what we're doing, I'm going to try to be the best.
Right now, are the Cleveland Browns one of the teams?
Yes. Yes, I got to meet with last night. We met with a lot of teams, so I got to meet with them and a lot of others. Yes. Yes, he did. He's great, great individual, great man. I love him to death. And I got to spend some time coming out of high school. One of my former teammates, Deion Jordan, went to Oregon. So I know a good amount about, you know, that school coming out. And, you know, it was fun.
What was the reason
for
UCLA
at Oregon? UCLA had it all. I mean, they had academics, everything. They weren't, you know, so far away. My family could drive there. And I fell in love when I went there. I mean, you step into 72 degrees and a sunny ocean breeze. I mean, it's hard to beat.
People talk about you
just right here,
right? At times, your pocket presence, yeah, something that comes up when people talk. Watching your tape from 2 years ago, one thing that impressed me, you delivered the ball outside the numbers.
Yeah.
Deep comebacks.
Yeah.
And things like that. It didn't happen as much last year.
Yeah.
No,
you know, I guess maybe game planning and understanding, you know, where we're going with the ball. You know, last year, routes more inside. I don't know. But, you know, it all just goes back to understanding the game plan, and where we're trying to attack a defense.
Right, you're especially close with your
sister. Yes.
And how has your relationship with her shaped you and molded you to get to the point you are right now?
You know, she's had it since she was roughly 10 years old, so I was 9. It makes you grow up quick, really quick. But, you know, there are things, it makes you think more of not only yourself. It makes you think of others a lot more. And being able to go through my journey with her has been an experience to me. But also, you know, she lives, you know, through me sometimes. I mean, she'll sit there and text me before a game, and we'll just sit there and talk. And I play for a lot more than myself, and she's one of those individuals that I play for. So she's helped me a lot through this.
Do you have a goal in mind for your draft?
Number one.
Overall.
Overall.
So what do you think? A lot of people have you projected as maybe a second rounder. What do you think?
My goal is to be number one.
Can you compare yourself to Winston and Mariota? What do you see in their
game? Yeah, they're great quarterbacks. You know, Mariota's very athletic. Jameis is a great, great quarterback. I mean, they both have a Heisman under their name, and Mariota got to championship. Jameis won it. And they're both good with the offenses they ran. And, you know, they're both good quarterbacks. You know, I personally know them very well, and we got to spend some time together at the Peyton camp. But, you know, we all have our unique abilities, and I think that's where you separate each and every, you know, quarterback.
What's one thing that you do best? Or
Hard work is the first. Leadership, hard work, and just understanding and just diving into a playbook. I think you can't substitute hard work for a lot. I mean, leadership is one thing. You know, being the face of a franchise like you speak about earlier is another thing, understanding that role that comes with the quarterback. But I think hard work and pulling the most out of your players is one that, you know, you really look at as a quarterback. I think accuracy. I've heard that a little bit. So I think that may be a little misconstrued. Yeah. Yeah, you know, last game was January 2nd, so I haven't put on pads in a while, but I am very excited to get out there and throw the ball around. And, you know, we live for moments like this as athletes. I mean, I speak for not only myself, but, you know, these are moments where you get to stand in a national, you know, in front of a national audience and display your abilities. And that's, you know, that's little kids' dreams. That's what you dream about. This is something we all dream about, and we're here, so we get to enjoy the moment and embrace it. Nah. Not much. I'm just having fun, man.
How do you define leadership? What does it mean?
Leadership can work in a whole different way. You know, some people have it's set in stone, but it's really about how you define it. And to me, it's personally sort of setting a standard and then making sure everybody else is up to that standard. And I think also relating to your players is a huge one. I think when you can relate to somebody and speak to them and know how to pull the most, you know, some people you may need to get in the face, but some people I think just need to talk. And it's knowing those different ways on how to talk to people and how to pull the most out of each and every player is, you know, sort of what leaders can do.
How do you like playing in cold weather?
It's perfectly fine to me. you know, I haven't played in much growing up, being from Arizona. But, you know, at the end of the day, football is football, and you got to get out there and play no matter the circumstances. I have no idea. And if I could tell you, yeah.
Oh.
No, actually not any, really. So, you know, I've heard it a lot in the media room, but, you know, it's perfectly fine.
Last one.
Since the end of the season, what is your relationship with Coach Moore been like? What advice has he been giving you about this experience
at
the NFL?
The one thing, you know, we sat down after the season and we had a long talk. And the one thing he said was don't listen to anything. He said turn your social media off, turn it all off. Because in this next couple months, they will break you down and they will not tell you anything good about yourself. And you got to go out there and prove everybody wrong. So always hold that chip on your shoulder. And that's the one thing that we talked about, and that's the one thing I'm still doing right now. Yeah. Yeah. You know, my retro freshman year, you sort of develop it as you go along. It's like, you know, Coach Mazzoni used to put it, I'm handing you the keys to the car. And I think the year my junior, well, sophomore year and retro junior year, those are the years where, you know, I had the keys and I was able to drive it. and those are, you know, when I had access to be able to change protection or change plays, or if you see a defense you didn't like, you know, change a lot of stuff. Now, in our offense, we don't need to do that as much or if any, because we try to build something and there should be something in each and every play which beats every defense. But, you know, if you really don't like it, I'm able to change it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.